Okay, Sunday night, 7:25, we're going to look at body worship, part three. The title is, What Does It Mean to Deny Yourself? Quite a few scriptures here today. First one's in Matthew chapter 10. It goes right on the back of what we just talked about. Matthew 10:33. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Deny means to contradict, disavow, reject, abnegate, or refuse. God has a plan for every believer. It's up to that believer, Romans 12, 1 and 2, to have their mind renewed so they can know God's will for them and to pursue that plan. They're called from their mother's womb with a plan, but it's up to them to pursue that plan. Matthew 16, 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Right here, deny means a different, little different. It says to deny utterly, disown, or abstain. I was teaching on TV, it's been a few shoots back. You know, and you hear people talking about their kids are grown, getting grown, and they're deciding they want to go to this college, or they want to do this, or they want to do that. And I remember just very strongly the Holy Spirit coming on me and speaking to the camera that the fact was, don't waste your money. Don't waste your life. Because the only plan that's worth having is God's plan for you. And what good is it going to be if you spend all these thousands of dollars getting a degree and then getting maybe a master's degree and then getting, you know, a PhD? What difference does it make if God's not in it? You just threw away your life. Why not first go before the Lord and ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to do? He's not going to give the whole plan, usually. He may give you the first step, but if you're not following his plan, you're on a dead end. That may seem harsh, but it is the truth. If you're not following God for your life, you're on a dead end path. You're on the broad path that leads to destruction. 2 Timothy 2. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangled himself with affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. See, we're here to please God, and we have to deny ourselves, our bodies, our ambitions, our whatever it is. If a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. We're not suffering just for the sake of suffering. It's for a reason. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If you're dead, then you don't have a say, right? If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the spurring of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat at doth the canker, of whom Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth of erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor, some to dishonor. Doesn't matter what it is, you get in it and do it. I remember Brother Copeland talking about, if the Lord only calls you to take out the trash, it'll be the most glorious trash taken out that there ever was. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. It's all about him and what he wants, isn't it? Isn't that what denying yourself and taking up your cross and following him is about? And about not doing your own will? Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. Most kids go into college and come out brainwashed. Christian kids go into college and come out brainwashed liberals. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle to all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the knowledge of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. This is what's going on in the world right now. This is the biggest thing we have before us. Okay, Titus. Where'd Titus go? There you are. This is Titus 1. Starting with 10 there. But there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. This witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. What does it mean to deny ourselves? It means to lay aside what we wanted to do and say, Lord, we're going to do what you want to do instead. That's what it means. In whatever capacity that is. Whether it be big or small, I don't really care. All I care about is hearing well done, good and faithful servant. I don't care about big followers, and I don't care about finances. I don't care about any of this stuff. But when I come into the religious churchy system, that's all it was, is politics. Politics. Well, you know. It's who you know. Who'd you come up under? I come up under Jesus. How about that? Does that work? See, people don't want to hear that. They want it to be a big show, a big fleshly show. God's not going to be pleased with that when he comes. He's going to judge that just as much as he's going to judge the sinner. He may be even more harsh. Okay, Romans 1. We're going to start with verse 16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. You know what? People that go against nature and do the things they do, they know better. There ain't a day their conscience doesn't bother them about what they do, because it's in them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. They're not going to be able to stand before him and say, well, Lord, we didn't know. Yeah, you did know. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. They went with the world and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And that's not just the ones that do it, it's the ones that, oh, that's okay, darling, that's okay. You just go ahead, mommy loves you, mommy loves you. Yeah, mommy loves you right into the pit of hell. Jesus makes an astonishing statement when he was teaching one day and his family came to see him. They come to take charge of him. This is Matthew 12. They come to take charge of him. And he says, who are my mother, my brother, and my sister? They that do the word of God. Those that hear the word of God and do it. So many in the church today, even more so when Brother Hagin was alive, had substituted brass for gold. They think by going to church and singing in the choir and doing a Sunday school class that they are doing the will of God. Maybe or maybe not. It seems body worship is worse than ever. Back in Brother Hagin's day, there were homosexuals in the closet, not like the woke agenda that we have today that's in everyone's face. Blatant, putrid, unholy. It's ridiculous to think that you can be a follower of Christ and so totally go against what he says in his word. Herein lies the deception. Satan has come to steal the word, and he has come to steal, kill, and destroy. He's come to destroy the will of God for you. To do God's will is denial of self. That means your ideas and your plans, etc. To embrace this lifestyle is to worship Satan and his agenda for you. The Baphomet is a goat that has a penis of a man and women's breast. It is the worship of Satan. Make no mistake about it. Satan loves to twist God's word to fit his narrative, and he is using these twisted sisters to do just that. Old Testament, New Testament, we see the dangers of embracing this lifestyle. In the Old Testament, God's people were told to kill them out. In Sodom and Gomorrah, the angels of God destroyed the place. A society in this condition can only come to destruction, and that is what we see in the book of Revelation, the end time battle called Armageddon, what I read in the first teaching. Our society must change or it will cease to exist. President Trump and the Q team are executing a plan to do that right now. But we as a church must begin to step up and call sin out and bring correction with fear of retribution. Oh, you're just so hateful. That's what the queers use. You're so hateful and non-tolerant. You talk about non-tolerant. They get in your space and they want to take over everything. That's non-tolerant, right? That is being the most intolerant. They've gotten so bold at what they do. Okay. We as a church must deny ourselves and follow Jesus and encourage others to do the same. The church has refused to do this. They don't want to offend anyone. They don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. By staying behind the four walls of the church, they compromise. We're to go out into the world and preach the gospel. There, the truth can be spoken without any agenda except God's. In other words, in the little church setting, they don't want to offend anybody because so they might not bring their tithes anymore. And all this stuff goes on. Jesus said, you go out there, don't even take an extra piece of money with you or a purse. Just go. Don't take another coat. Just go. I'll provide for you. The woke agenda is an agenda of reprobates. This is Romans 1:28, reprobate, unapproved, rejected, and worthless. They will go to hell. This agenda leads them straight to hell. It is is it love to tell them the truth or to coddle them in their deception? Our goal is to pull them out of the flames. This is Jude. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. If some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Isn't that what the gospel does? Doesn't it pull them out of the fire? Taking the gospel to a person pulls them out of the fire. Most of the time, they don't know where they're headed. The devil has duped them. Okay, 2 Thessalonians 1. Verse 6. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Will they believe us? We have to make an attempt. Are we led by the Spirit? Absolutely. If you go woke, you go broke. Period. It ruins everything. No one is safe until it is eradicated. Satan's plan was to destroy us all. This lifestyle does not lead to the kingdom of God. It leads straight to the pit. Same-sex marriage is a doctrine of a devil. If anyone has any questions about that, go read the beginning of God's word. This is clearly laid down. Genesis 1, 20 through 28. He said male and female to reproduce. Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Romans 1 says you can look at nature to show you how it is supposed to be. You just watch the animals and see what it's supposed to be. Those that are straight and say they are Christians are also in danger with this ideology. If they promote those who do it, you know the truth, but you remain silent. You're afraid of losing the relationship, so you won't say anything to them. I have a granddaughter of this persuasion. I wrote her a letter. The Holy Spirit told me to. And she repays me by not coming to my 70th birthday party. You know what? I'd rather never come to any other thing I have. If it means she'll get a hold of what that word said from the Lord, her way out. We have to be willing to lose relationships to get that message out, to speak the word. Now, I spoke it as loving as I knew how to, because I see her going to hell. And I said, Lord, I can't sit by and watch her do that. She's too dear to me. She can never say that she didn't hear the truth. I don't care if the rest of the family coddles it and thinks it's okay. Well, they're in that line to go that way too if they don't change their mind too. Okay. Let me see where I stopped here. Second John 9. You know, we've all been victims, and you can use the victim card as an excuse. 2 John 9. Whosoever transgresseth abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. Now, some people don't seem to understand. You can't separate God and his word. You can't say, I love God. But you don't do his word. Jesus is the word. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. That's pretty sharp words right there, what he's saying. Let me read that again. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Jesus in Revelation chapter 2, when we just read a little bit of it, he rebuked these churches for this very kind of stuff. It's just 14 and 15 and 24. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast them there that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon him none other burden. We're talking this lifestyle is the lowest you can go. That's what it says here. The depths of Satan. To follow the doctrine of Christ is to deny yourself. It's not about accommodating your flesh. This world system, all it does is accommodate people's flesh. They glory in men's flesh, whatever avenue it might be. But it's not that way in the church. Okay, Matthew 15. Seven. Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship the teaching, me teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Is that what's going on? Evidently, because it didn't take very long for the same-sex marriage thing to completely get out of control. It's just like an explosion happened. Colossians. This is 2, starting with 18. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding the head from which all the body by joints and bands have nourishment, ministered and knit together, increases with the increase of God. Wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, wise though living in the world, are ye subject to ordinances, touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrines of men, which things have indeed a show of wisdom in will worship and humility and neglecting of the body, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. There's so many podcasters out there, especially what they call the OGs. They were the ones that first began. They're all wrapped up in all this. Well, Jesus is an ascended master. He's just a consciousness. He's not a real person. They completely distorted the word of God. And I'm talking some of these are tongue-talking people. And they're pushing this on thousands and thousands and thousands of people, mainly Christians. They're forsaking their word. Oh, it's not good. It's no good. It's not complete. This is going on. I just want to call them up and just rip them a new one. I just want to say, what do you think you're doing? Do you know you're leading these people down this path to hell by what you're doing and what you're saying? Okay. 1 Timothy 4. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, here we be, shall depart. Some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. I just told you some of them. Oh, Jesus was a Buddhist. He went and traveled all these nations and did all these things. Bull! Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. They've been deceived, forbidding to marry, commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. There are more. Alternative health resources on podcasters than Carter Sass pills. They bash Big Pharma, but they have all their natural remedies. They're not any different, as far as I'm concerned. All natural remedies and natural frequencies and all this, just the other side of the snake's head. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. Oh, it's all about what you eat. All about what you put in your body. All about all the evil chemtrails and all the evil stuff. They've been trying to kill us. They've been poisoning us. If you believe the scriptures, that's not possible. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. It's not what goes in the man that defiles him, but if you can get the person to believe it, don't make any difference, does it? They'll defy themselves. Hebrews 13:9. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. You talk about if they exposed Big Pharma and its regimen, where they start middle-aged people on all these statin drugs and high blood pressure and all this stuff, and you have to keep your blood pressure down. It's even more strenuous. They keep bringing it further down. It has to be lower, lower, lower. You need to eat just like this. You can't have this to eat. You can't have that to eat. You got to do this. You got to do that. Isn't that what's happened? Most people you talk to, especially if they're over 50, it's all about their doctor visits, the medications they take, the diet they have to stay on. Bondage. Bondage. God has not given us a spirit of fear. This is 1 Timothy 1:7. But a power of love and a sound mind.